Joining me in the studio now is a Democrat for Oregon House District 9, Jerry Rust. And Jerry, are you new to the political scene here? I haven't heard your name too much.
Thanks. Yeah, and good morning. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not new. I got elected in 1976 as Lane County Commissioner, and I represented the whole county. One of the first things we did was build that rock dock down there on the North Jetty. And the last thing I did 20 years later, I was in office 20 years. The last thing I remember doing was arranging the financing for the All Event Center here in Florence.
So, okay.
Yeah, I've been around. I've known the mayors. I've known the city councilors. This is a broader thing because it goes on down to Coos Bay and North Bend, Lakeside, Dune City.
Hitting all those towns down there.
Yeah, we've got six towns in this district, three different ports. One of them is an international port with a lot of ambition. They're getting a $1 billion plus from the federal government to do something with that port, and that includes the rail line that comes all the way up the coast and on into Veneta.
So I take it you would like to have a say in how things go in that area and this area as well, and that's why you're running this time.
Well, you know, there's a lot of unmet needs out there, and I feel that after 2.5 years of COVID, there's a tremendous pent-up desire people have to get out, not only to get together, but to do something. We are also looking down the barrel of terrible inflation. And COVID, who knows if it's coming back. I'm hoping it's in the rearview mirror, and we've got enough, immunity built up finally to withstand this winter. But there's homelessness. There's the lack of affordable housing. I hear it everywhere I go now. There's a real demand for that, and we haven't learned how to do that yet. I'd like to put my two cents in there. Everything from the Uniform Building Code to the fees and taxes and planning, zoning, the size of the lot, the whole works. I want it all on the table, and we've got to get it down below 300,000. Are you kidding me?
So what are some of your ideas on how we can do that? I mean, because that's going to be the question that people are going to go, yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
But how is it going to happen?
Well, you know, I'd like to be part of a larger group because it's going to take architects and engineers and city planners and common folks. And I also think, I think we need a real committee effort and just put all of our efforts into it. I also think it would be wrong to think that one size fits all. I mean, some people would like to go for a tiny, tiny house. Some people want something bigger. Some people just want a place to get off the street and sleep. So we've got a whole range of unmet needs with respect to housing. But I'd do a committee approach, and across both sides of the aisle, I'm nonpartisan. I don't like the breakdown between the two parties. That's wrong.
Well, I tell you, the older I get, the less house I want to have to deal with. So I can certainly understand that. But as you said, there's a lot of things facing us. I mean, one of the things you mentioned was inflation. I mean, the cost of goods just to build a home alone have skyrocketed.
Yeah.
So it's going to take business and industry together working to solve that problem. How do you see maybe putting those two together to allow for, you know, maybe a little less profit here and there for the greater good of the group?
Yeah. Well, I'm just talking off the top of my head. I was in building at one time. I was a carpenter and I know the general idea, but no, I really sincerely have to say there are people that have been working on this for years. There are plans, there are diagrams, and we need some will on the part of local government and state government and the private sector. This is a great place for the private sector and the public sector to get together, get some land of sufficient quantity that you can build out. And if you have more than, say, a dozen units, you ought to be able to get some cost scale down where people can afford it. You know, it's a process. It's, I don't have the magic, and don't believe anybody who says they do. We've been trying to crack this one for a while, but I think the time has come where we just have to. In fact, it's holding back any kind of development that you might see coming out of that the Coos Bay development. There aren't enough houses, and it also affects the attracting good doctors and a lawyer, you know, teachers. We don't have enough housing, and we've got to solve that.
Well, and then you've got your everyday worker, your 9-to-5, your tourism employee that works in a field that doesn't make the same as a doctor or a teacher or a lawyer.
Tell me about it.
And then they don't have a way to affordable housing, so that's another issue there. Homelessness is a big thing that everyone's talking about these days as well. The increase, homelessness continues to grow, not just, you know, in our area, but nationwide. Some thoughts on that? I mean, obviously, when we lost mental health funding back in the 2000s, that really kind of, when everything started moving, skyrocketing toward more homelessness.
Yeah. Well, again, here, one size does not fit all. You've got families that just overnight, they lost a job or, you know, whatnot. And then sometimes you've got chronic homelessness. You have mental health issues. You've got drug and alcoholism mixed in there. So, again, one size doesn't fit all. Let's get a range of options and solutions. And, you know, a lot of this stuff is happening. There are really good people out there that are working hard on this. I just came from Rite Aid. I was getting a flu shot. And the fellow sitting next to me said, you know, that's all. He's retired now. He's 71, he said. And this is all he does, his work for solutions for the homeless. So I think there's goodwill. I think people understand now that not everybody's out there because they're taking drugs or alcohol or because they want to be there. Some of the folks are just in their camper, in their truck, in their car. There are kids that wake up in the morning and go to school from a homeless situation. It's not right. We can do better than that. I also heard that in this country, we've got 1.5 bedrooms for every person in the country, which means we actually have enough bedrooms if you just apportion it out population-wise. And so but obviously some people are sitting on an empty house with five bedrooms. But the point is there are solutions, and there's a range of solutions. There are people working on it, and it's a high priority for people in everywhere.
So you mentioned that after, you know, the pandemic and everything, people are wanting to get out and do things. Is that why you chose now to run for this office?
Let me be just dead honest on this. I got asked to do this because no one filed for this seat. And the Democrats came to me. They said, hey, you got experience, you blah, 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 blah. I need this like a hole in the head. But you know what? I warmed up to it. I'm looking at people. I get in my car and drive down the coast. That's probably the most beautiful commute that anybody could ever have in the world. I mean, there are three great rivers, the Coos River, the Siuslaw, the Umpqua, which is where I grew up originally. I came from the Umpqua. And I'm just thankful to be part of this thing. You know, democracy, make a difference. I'm positive. I've been able to do this without being slandered or slandering anybody. I do wish my opponent would challenge me to a debate or you know, come.
we might be able to get you both in here at the same time.
I would like that very much. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
We've got a lot in common, Boomer, right? We both grew up on a farm. We both come from Western Oregon. We both ended up here in the West Coast and trying to make a difference.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, stopping in today. And I imagine, just to finish up, you're probably hearing the same things from each area as you go down to Reedsport and Coos Bay. People are pretty much all feeling the same way. They're looking at the same issues and problems.
I'll tell you one thing. They are sick and tired of government bickering and inter-party squabbling and not getting the people's job done by walking out of the legislature in protest. I'm hearing a little bit of discontent like that, and I have promised to be nonpartisan. I promise to work with both sides, and I'll call out my own caucus. If I'm lucky enough to go up there, I'll call out my own caucus if they're in the wrong. And they have been in the wrong before, as well as the other side. So let's go fair and fair. I want to bring a new, positive light to this thing. I think I can be highly effective. I know some of the players up there. I can work with both sides. Everything I ever accomplished as county commissioner, I did with Republicans. In fact, I think I served with the majority of Republicans all the time. So send me up there. I'll do you proud. I've got your back, and I understand this district, and I'll work hard for you.
Jerry Rust, running for Oregon House District 9 as the Democrat, and thank you so much, Jerry, for stopping in today.
Such a pleasure. Thank you. Everybody have a great day. Right. Beautiful out there, isn't it?
To close out the November edition of Our Town, Bob Snedden will be talking Art Survey with Harlan Springer and guests.